A Delaware district court has tossed out a $2.7 billion lawsuit against a local school district. WHYY's Sarah Mueller has more.
Former Christina School Superintendent Dan Shelton argued he was wrongfully terminated after he was placed on paid leave in July 2024. He says it was because of some board members' hostility toward him. But Delaware District Chief Judge Colm Conley says his attorneys didn't provide any evidence that Shelton was ever fired. Conley calls the complaint, quote, hyperbolic and painfully redundant. It's unclear whether Shelton plans to appeal. His attorney did not respond to a request for comment. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker is proposing spending more than $25 million to provide free SEPTA rides for city workers and low-income residents. The mayor says it's important for economic independence.
In addition to that, I want you to know that we're also proposing $10 million to cover fares for city employees through the Key Advantage program, because economic mobility starts with something very simple. And guess what that is? A reliable ride to work.
Hearings on Parker's budget plan start next week and should take a month or more. The city council will hear from every operating department about their wants and hopes in terms of budget spending. And finally, Queen Latifah will be the headliner at this year's Wawa Welcome America Festival. The famous hip-hop star and actress is one of multiple musicians set to appear at the 16-day summer event. Today's announcement says Latifah will perform with the U.S. Army Field Band and Soldiers Chorus on July 2nd to honor soldiers and veterans. The festival is pulling out all the stops as the nation marks its 250th anniversary this July. Other artists set to perform in Philadelphia include Idina Menzel, Eve, Kirk Franklin, and DJ Jazzy Jeff.